Welcome to the Blessed Community Church podcast series. Here we delve into a variety of subjects aimed at helping you grow in your faith and deepen your understanding of Christianity. Follow us on social media at BlessCC and visit our website blessedcc.org for more information. We hope you enjoy the podcast and we look forward to hearing from you soon.
Well, hello and welcome to the first of a short series on very important concepts, really. And there's going to be seven of them, and they include reconciliation, which is really peace with God, union with Christ, the indwelling spirit, joint membership of one body, the instatement as sons and daughters of God, which I could call adoption, justification, which is rather a massive thing, but I'll still be brief, and also sanctification. So there's seven, they'll be very short, and this is just an audio podcast, so you'll hear probably pages of the Bible being turned, and you might well want to get your own Bible out. Because what I'm going to do, adopt a little pattern of a key verse or verses, nothing too clever really, but I'm going to draw your attention to various verses about each of those matters, and maybe you could also look further at it. So to start with then today, reconciliation or peace with God. Now, we sometimes sing the song, I'm a friend of God, and this is an extraordinary concept for some people. They think, how could that be possible, that we could be a friend of God? Well, it is part of the gospel that we are reconciled to God. But before I look at the passage, which is in Romans 5, we have to admit that there's a time when we weren't friends of God. We were in rebellion against him. And yet it was God who made the move towards us, even while our lives were directed by ourselves and away from him. That's quite an important distinction. When you become a Christian, something changes there. You become a friend of God. So let's look at Romans 5, verse 9. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. So very simply put, once we were enemies, now we have been reconciled. We didn't achieve it ourselves. God made the move. He took the initiative. He sent his son, and we are saved as a result of it. And, you know, we're full of joy because of that, you know, because we have now received this reconciliation. Once we were alienated from God, now we are included in and part of his family. So that's enough in itself, except that once reconciled, we are given the responsibility of communicating the good news of reconciliation, that we can have peace with God. This is good news. For many people, it would come as complete news as well. But the passage in question here, and this is the second main passage, is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, which I shall now read. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For me, he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So we see here great transformation, and again, it's achieved by God, not by us. It's received as a gift, isn't it? And the verse just before this talks about in Christ being anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And part of that newness is this reconciliation that we've experienced. And subsequently, we have the commission to be ambassadors for him and to communicate this good news of reconciliation, peace with God, friendship with God. Now, just as a little tailpiece here, in addition, God sets much store by our reconciliation with each other. And in Matthew 5, verse 24, chapter 5, you can hear me doing that, I expect. Matthew 5, verse 24, said, "Leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift." So the context is someone bringing a gift to the altar and then remembering that their brother has something against them. And Jesus's words here are, leave your gift there before the altar. That matters. That's a secondary matter now. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. Thank you.
That's all for this episode of the Blessed Community Church podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and found it to be informative and inspiring. We would love for you to join us on a Sunday, either in person or online. For more information, please visit our website, blessedcc.org. Thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to sharing more content with you soon. Have a great day.